Absolutely. I don't even know what the final prognosis is, but yeah, you don't like to, because we've seen it, right? And you just don't like to see it across the board anywhere. It'd be great, obviously, if everybody could stay healthy, right? But no, when he went down, I couldn't tell exactly what had happened. I didn't look up at the replay, but, you know, you definitely don't want to see it. I thought it was a very good effort again, you know, held him low 40s, defended the three again well. Rotations good, you know, in terms of guys getting to the spots, running people off the line. And then, you know, again, we always talk about the difference between, are they going to get points in the paint and threes? And we've, you know, done a better job here with the threes. But I really like the things that I saw, and we have to just keep doing it night after night. You know, it's still a close game, right? It's a 4-point game at halftime. Things can go any direction. Obviously, we were down 9, and that kind of at that point we started that run, which was great. One of the big things we had talked about in that stretch was making sure we moved the basketball. And then in the second half, we came out, made a few really nice plays, extended the lead, and then just kind of kept going. And I think that's the important thing. Like in the game against Brooklyn the other night, you know, we're up 20 at half, and then in the third quarter we kind of lose the lead and they come back. So it was nice to see in this third quarter where we kind of pushed forward. No, Bled was great. Hey, tremendous. And you know, I didn't necessarily want to put him back in the game, but it did get to 12. It got a little bit closer than we would have liked, and I thought a true professional, you know, a guy that we had out for a bit and just came in there, 2 quick plays, and, you know, basically then we got him out a minute and whatever later, but I thought he had a tremendous game with scoring, assists, you know, very efficient. Well, it's day by day, you know, and that sounds boring. It sounds like a cliche, but it was a good effort tonight, you know, and now we got to focus. Miami will be the next game. Got to be ready for that one because it'll be tough, but that's really it. It's each day somebody's got to, you know, we play as a team. Like you mentioned, you know, Bled had a good night tonight. Giannis did a lot of the things that he normally does in terms of points, rebounds, but, you know, keep plugging away. Not bad for a guy, you know, really hasn't, he doesn't know the system, you know, actually overall not bad. I mean, I know he's a very good screen setter, and he got, I think, two offensive fouls on screens, but I think part of it is just learning your teammates, trying to get the timing and the rhythm of not only your teammates, but the offense. But that having been said, I also thought Marshall and Thon played outstanding games for us. You know, got off to a slow start early, but I thought both of those guys played very well as also. You know, yeah, I mean, I think the crowd's response is probably what sort of, you know, set it off. I think for us, it's okay. You know, it's all the things that he does are very, very impressive. You know, shoot, I thought there were a couple of really, you know, Jabari had a nice one on a pass from Chris. You know, I thought there were just several plays where we played unselfish, played the right way, but, you know, not to take anything away from it, but a lot of times you just let, you just sit there and let the crowd make the noise. I couldn't even begin to speculate. What I could say is that in those 3 games, I've really liked the way that he's played. I think it's difficult to come back and, you know, like sometimes you try and press and, you know, okay, I got to do it all right now. And he's been very, very good with his pace, playing with his teammates, trying to stay under control and, you know, let the game happen.